Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Chicago, Chicago, that darling, down that darling, down Chicago, Chicago.
What you got, Charlie?
Right, I'll show you, right. Oh, I love it, I'll bet you. I'm down here, lose the moose. Oh, Chicago, oh, Chicago, my home, Chicago, my home.
What's the thing, guy? Listen to him. He just keeps singing. If you don't stop him.
You don't do things like you don't do it all about me. Oh,
shoot him.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, Chicago.
Oh, my God. My show. Yeah, I know this one. Everybody
clean
get up on
on
your feet.
The outside, but come on, filthy
everybody.
And diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo
everybody.
And Mike O'Mara.
That is so true, Dick.
One, two, three, four, five. Whatever I get you through the night.
I like rape.
That's bad. Oh, Jesus.
Just added some Charlie Graham fun to Buzzy with
sure,
the news.
Sure, Charlie Graham's coming up on the Don and Mike Show. How y'all doing?
Hey, we'll have a major announcement on the show on Friday.
Oh, wow.
So listen for that. And also tomorrow, Charlie.
Yes.
You know who Leah Remini is?
Bad woman. bad woman. You don't like her. You told me I'm not supposed to like her no more.
Anybody out there
Anybody out there listening?
Anybody out there over the weekend maybe got a copy of this email, the Scientology email from Leah Remini?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Man.
This eight-page jobber?
Wow.
I'm so jealous.
It is so screwy.
What are you jealous of?
You can read! What do you think I'm talking about?
Tomorrow, we'll get to this. Hi, this is Leah Remini. Some of you may know me from my show, King of Queens. What is more important, I am now OTV.
What's that?
This is something to do with Scientology.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I was a very stalled clear. A lot of people helped me to get OT, and I decided I was going to turn around and help every clear make it to OT. Oh. Hey, you like those shiny rocks?
Rocks! You got rocks!
Well, Charlie, we'll read this Leah Scientology email
What are you
tomorrow.
Talking about?
We'll read it tomorrow.
You should make your show more like Joe's. You really should.
You want to do a Charlie Graham?
I do.
Now, you're going to call someone.
I know how it works. Can I explain it?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the way. Anybody out there listening, this is the way Charlie Graham's work. You call and you tell us what message you want us to send out to the person that we're going to call. So, for example, if it's somebody's birthday, I'll call them and wish them a happy birthday, you know? And, like, if it's anniversary,
okay.
I'll call them and I'll say happy anniversary. Or if it's like, hey, I'm really happy I have this job. We'll call your boss. I'll say, I'm really happy he's got a job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Charlie.
Hello. How are you?
Doing very good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Excellent. Rock on. Rock on. Party time.
What is your name, my friend?
My name is Rob.
And Rob, who is it you would like Charlie to call?
Charlie.
I would love for Charlie to call my girlfriend, Erin.
Over here, Charlie. Over here. Over here.
Charlie.
What's wrong, Charlie?
Goddamn crows outside!
Oh, he's been distracted by the crows.
Kill them all. I'll eat them. I'll bite their heads off. I'll bite your heads off.
Rob?
Every one of you crows, you stinking crows.
Who would you
I'll
like?
Bite your heads off. We got crows.
Who would you like Charlie to call for you?
Hello?
Charlie, you think you can call my girlfriend, Erin?
What would you like me to say?
I don't really know. I didn't know that I had to be a special
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to work, dumbass.
Well, you need a message.
Do you not have a...
I'm sorry. Charlie, you think...
What would be the message that you would like to marry her?
Charlie, she's a special ed teacher.
Okay, I've been around a few of them, but what is the ma- What is your name again? What is your name again?
Maybe you could just apologize.
What is your name again? What is your name again?
Say again?
Now listen, I want to tell you right now, you're not paying attention.
The guy's name is Rob.
Rob, and your girlfriend's name is Erin.
Correct.
And you're, well, I'll handle it.
I got her on the line, Charlie.
All right.
Oh, we're all ready.
All right.
You get permission, Robbie?
Yeah, she's ready.
Here we go with the Charlie Graham. Hello, is this Erin? Hello, is this Erin?
Yes.
Erin, stand by for a Charlie Graham.
Hello, Erin? Erin? Erin! That's like the movie.
Uh-huh. Hello, Erin?
Yes.
Erin, can you hear me?
Just barely, but yes.
Okay, Erin. My name is Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and your boyfriend, Rob, selected me to call you with a very special Charlie Graham.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
All right. Aaron, Rob has been dating you for how long?
For a little over a year now.
A little over a year. And he says, Aaron, that he's very much in love with you.
Yeah.
And he'd like to marry you. Would you like to marry him?
Yes.
Very
Charlie,
good. Yes.
Don't forget the part about how he wants to be married with all the special ed kids.
He wants to be married with all the special ed kids at the wedding.
No, I don't know about that.
The boys in tuxedos and the girls in gowns. Okay? And then on the wedding night, Rob said he wants that special favor.
I'm sorry?
He said, Aaron, on the wedding night, he wants that special favor, if you know what I mean.
The special favor of what? I can't hear you.
He wants the... God, I can't stand it when they can't hear.
Bye!
Oh, I had the bad R. I had the bad R. I got so upset I said heel. Woo-hoo!
Let's try another one, Charlie. Let's try this guy, Wayne.
Hi, hello. Wayne. Charlie Sturang Stabenak. Hello.
Hi, Don. Hi, Charlie.
How you doing, Wayne?
Hey, Wayne, would you like Charlie to call someone special to you?
Yes, I would like for Charlie to call my wife, Suzanne.
What would you like me to say in the Charligram?
I would like to have Charlie call her and tell her that I can't wait for her to come home. She's traveling for work right now, and that I want to try some experimental third input when she gets home.
She's got her cell phone. Sorry, Mr. DeMoss. She has her cell phone off. So, unfortunately, we will not be able to make that Charligram call today. But let's see what's up next, Don.
Hey,
Toronto.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
This sounds like another bright one we got here.
What's your name, my friend?
It's John.
And
John, are you from a foreign country?
No foreign country.
Who would you like Charlie to call today, John?
I'd like Charlie to call my wife, Monica.
Monica.
And why the call?
Today's her birthday.
Oh, now we're talking.
Right. How old is she?
John, I waited all day for this call. You know what I mean?
How old is she?
She's 30.
30. 30.
All right. Today. Very good. I'll call Monica for you.
Hold on there.
I'll call Monica for you.
For ye. Four rings.
Hello, Mr. Jurgensen.
Five rings.
Five rings.
No answer.
Oh,
man. What in the name of holy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this? Hello.
Hi, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
This is Jason.
Jason, who would you like Charlie to call?
I'd like Charlie to call my wife, Cynthia.
And what do you want me to say to Cynthia?
I want you to tell her congratulations for getting her master's degree in education. We just had a party for her this last weekend, and she worked real hard for it.
Well, that's
Can I just say graduating?
What's that?
Can I just say graduating?
Sure, Charlie.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Charlie.
What? What is wrong? Why can't people hear me? What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
Hold on, please.
Hold on. Stand by for hilarity. Man, oh, man, them damn crows.
Yeah.
They're killing me. I swear to God, they're killing me.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, tonight, who's watching Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew?
We have so many maggots.
We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line. Who's on the blower?
Very good.
Answering machine.
Oh, once again.
That's a shame.
Nobody's home.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Danny.
Okay, hi. Danny, blower activate.
Hi, Danny. Who would you like Charlie to call for you?
I would like Charlie to call my boyfriend, Steve.
And what do you want me to say to Steve?
I can barely understand you.
What do you want me to say to Steve?
Hold on. I would like for you to say thank you for my Christmas present. I really like it.
What did he get you?
He got me a ring.
Oh, you're engaged.
No, it's just a motherhood ring. It's got...
A motherhood ring?
What is that,
have you fathered a child? I mean, have you sired a child? I mean, have you given birth to a child out of wedlock? That is a sin.
Honey?
Wow.
Wow.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Charlie.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a Methodist.
You can't let your religion get in the way
I'm a Methodist. I can't do that.
We finally got the guy on the phone.
Oh, well, I'm going to give him. I'm not going to give him the proper Charligram, Don. It's not going to be happy. It'll be a lecture. Oh,
you know dear. What? Why don't you try that microphone and see if she can hear you better on that one right there. That one right there.
Hello, Danny.
Yes.
Can you hear? Can you understand me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, very good. I'm going to tell Steve what I think about your situation.
Here we go. All right, you got him?
Yeah, he's on 12.
On line 12.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Charlie Stuang Stabilak, and you're whatever, Danny. You know the lady I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She has selected me to give you a Charligram.
Okay.
And a Charligram is where I call and I say, like, happy birthday or happy anniversary. She wanted to call and tell me to tell you that she was very happy about the ring you got her. But then I asked her, what kind of ring is it? I said, is it an engagement ring? She said, no, it's a motherhood ring.
Okay.
Steve, is it a motherhood ring?
Basically, it's just a gift.
All right. I should point out, is she a mother?
She is a mother.
Have you fathered a child with her?
I thought you could say another word. Have you?
No. Have you fathered a child? Have you fathered the child with Danny?
Have I fathered a child with Danny?
Yes. Have you spread your demon seed?
Well, yes, but I haven't fathered a child.
Is the baby yours?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Well, then
she wanted to say, Steve, Danny has really wanted to say thank you for giving her that beautiful ring at Christmas time.
You're welcome. Now, the demon seed was mine, but the child, definitely not.
Oh, okay. So it's another father?
What? Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I'm pretty confused right now.
Hold on a second. Did you or did you not father the child that Danny had?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, then we're all set.
Who's the father?
Danny? You want to step up?
Hold on a second.
Let's get Danny on the phone.
Let's get her on the phone.
You know what this is like? This is like Dr. Phil.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, I didn't know I was on hold. My ex-husband is the father.
Oh, now everything's fine.
Bitch!
Now we understand. Okay. Steve, I'm so sorry I was going to lecture you because I'm a devout Protestant. You understand?
It's nice of you to take someone else's mess and raise it as your own, sir.
That's very nice. Steve, when are you going to make an honest...
Oh, come on. I wouldn't go that far. He's not a mess. He's a wonderful child.
Hey, Steve, when are you going to make an honest woman out of Danny?
She's pretty honest at the moment.
Pretty honest at the moment. We suggest from everyone here at the Don and Mike Show, you go ahead and get married.
How old is the little creeper?
Wait, which one?
What, there are more children?
Baby factory?
I've got mine.
My
mine
God.
Is...
This is like you two need to get busy. This is like 8 is enough.
No, 3 is enough between the two of us.
Well, let me just say, how long have you been together? How long have you been together, Steve? These are not difficult questions.
What, about 3 years, Danny?
Then I'll say... Happy anniversary, yeah. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Hey, Steve, how about pulling out sometime, you talkative hump?
I what are you talking about? I don't have to pull out.
Yeah, now he talks. Now he's a big gab fest. Ah, pound sand. Right.
Thank you, Steve.
Pound sand, both of you.
Thank you.
Just get out of here.
God.
Danny?
I don't like his. He's a bad people. Sinners.
Thanks. Oh, God.
Sinners. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye, Danny.
Aren't you going to ask her to say, I love you, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not in the mood, but I'll do it anyway. All right. Hey, Danny.
Yes.
Can you say, I love you, Charlie?
I love you so much, Charlie.
Why do you love me, Danny?
Oh, my God. I'm so screwed when I get home.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we can work that out, baby.
That won't be the first time you're screwed.
I love you too, Danny.
Just learn to cross your legs, honey.
Hey, Danny, you have a fine evening, all right?
All right.
Just have a fine evening.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, you take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Bye, girlfriend.
I like your people skills, Charlie.
Man, they were a mess, weren't they, Don?
They were effed up, Charlie.
Man, they're all over the lot. Charlie. My God. I mean, what sinners?
You talk like you're from Philadelphia now.
You're wrong.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, it's buzz time.
Being careful,
oh.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And I don't. He's so crazy. He's so crazy.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Right. I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Thank you, sir, for making a childhood dream come true.
I am ready.
He's got a good newscast?
I do, Charlie.
He's all right.
Stake out your territory.
I am. I'm ready.
Yeah. I smell urine.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.